The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. It is a Wednesday, midweek. Al, what is on your mind, sir?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. A young man by the name of Eddie Mush. Well, that's his fake name that he goes by, but he emails me, Jerry, and I see him on social media. I've met him a few times, actually. I met him when I used to do appearances at Security Dodge.
I remember.
Eddie Mush, I believe he's a former police officer, Jerry.
Was he the guy that liked you or didn't like you?
He likes me.
Okay. Because there was a guy that didn't like you that went there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is a guy who likes me.
All right, nice.
And in fact, he took me, because I trusted him, former police officer, Jerry, he drove me to the Amityville Horror House, because the Dodge dealership is in Amityville.
Mm, yeah.
So he sent me an email yesterday, Jerry. He said, hey, Al, tomorrow, which would be today, the 13th of November, will be the 50th anniversary of the Amityville Horror murders. I know you're into the spooky stuff, except you were too afraid to get out of the car and take a photo. I was not afraid to get out of the car and take a photo at the house. I was trying to be respectful of the people that live there. They have signs on their lawn. Please don't. You know, it's got to be a little difficult living in the Amityville Horror House.
So people, I don't even know the story, to be quite honest, but people live there,
knowing
the history of the house.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick rundown. A family was indeed murdered in the house. The father went nuts and killed the family. Another family then moved into the house. That family claims that the house was haunted. They then immediately sold the idea for a book and a movie. So people are not sure whether the house was really haunted or not. What we know for a fact is people were murdered there. So those people get the book and the movie deal. They move out. Another family, the home has been sold. And this gentleman, Eddie Mush, tells me that he was friendly with the owners who moved in after the people who sold the movie rights.
Mm-hmm.
He said they owned, they told me there was nothing wrong with the house and nothing paranormal about it. The only problems they had was people kept coming by for pictures and were always on their front lawn.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, before you continue.
Yeah.
Why would there be something paranormal about it if this was, I mean, sadly, people murder people every day around the world. A ghost didn't murder the family. Like, we know how it happened.
Well, I believe the movie itself made it seem like the house itself was possessed, which caused this guy to murder his family.
But that was the movie.
That was the movie. Okay. That they believe that why would this guy murder his family? He had no reason to.
Well,
was the home built on some sort of
a burial ground or something?
Yeah, some sort of burial ground, Jerry.
Gotcha.
And the spirits of this burial ground asked him to murder his family.
Okay.
Because the interesting thing about the actual murders, Jerry, is that the man murdered his wife and multiple children all in different rooms, and none of them woke up while the other was being murdered.
Horrible. That is horrific.
Yeah. So these people claim nothing ever went wrong, and they, in fact, they were able to get the town to change the address number.
Okay.
Because people were looking for it.
Yeah.
And then the house also used to have what they called cat's eye windows. The windows, they were in an interesting shape, looked like a cat's eye. They changed them out to regular windows. The house has sold a number of times. There are currently people in there, and the house is supposedly right now worth about $1.2 million. So that is the 50th anniversary of that. I would not want to move into a home where murders occurred.
If I knew, I wouldn't either.
It's you wouldn't creepy. Either. Even if you got like a really good deal.
I don't think so. It takes. Now, if you moved in and you found out there after, there's nothing you can do about it. But yeah, I would have a tough time knowing that, especially if I knew the details of the crime and where in the house it took place, I would have a very difficult time purchasing that home.
Yeah, I would as well.
I just would.
Even though now 50 years have gone by, there was a time back in probably not long after the movie itself came out, and I think that movie came out in like the early 70s, that news crews spent the night there to try to record and see if they could find spirits, Jerry. And there is a really interesting photograph from the house that evening that looks like a child looking around the corner. But I would not want to live there. I can't believe, but these people that this fella, Eddie Mush, knows, they moved in there. And they said they had no problems.
No problems.
But that's a risky move, I feel like, knowing two things, knowing what went on in there, and then knowing that people want to see your home.
It's annoying.
That's a pain in the ass.
Like the people that built the Charmed House in San Francisco, the Full House is another one that people go and take photos of. Like it sucks. Like those are real homes that were, you know, videoed or filmed just for the show, but that's not obviously they do the show on a set.
Yeah.
But people that buy those houses then, I know when we were in San Francisco 7-8 years ago, I remember my cousin saying, because we had kids and they at the time were binging Full House, which was, you know, interesting. And they're like, my cousin's like, you think they want to go? I'll take you. I'm like, no, we're fine. And thinking that's got to be annoying.
You live
in this home and people are constantly coming by taking pictures. I mean, it's cool on one hand. It's annoying on the other.
Yeah, I think the Full House place is a happy place. This would be like,
I know that.
You would get, I think, more weirdos.
But you still constantly have people coming to your house.
Yeah.
Taking photographs. Weirdo or not, it's still, could you imagine if every time, every 5-10 minutes you looked out your condo, there were people outside taking a picture at your specific condo?
No.
Well, if you own the building, say.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Very annoying.
Yeah.
Because I think horror movie people are real freaks. Like, they're weirdos, Jerry. They go to conventions. You know what I'm saying? They try to get autographs.
Movie buffs.
From Elvira.
Okay.
And all those sorts of things. Very
strange. What do you think of Star Wars fans?
Better than horror movie
fans. Okay.
I don't understand people who love horror movies.
I don't either.
Like, gory horror movies.
I don't either, but I'll take it one further. Like, I don't understand the draw to watching murder documentaries. Mm. I just find it depressing.
Yeah.
I know the stuff happens. I don't need the gory details. And then you move it to a movie where they make it even
where they
10
show
times
you.
Worse.
Yeah.
No, thanks. No, there's so much depression and crap going on in this world. You remember when G first got the job, I don't remember exactly why or how it came up. But I think he was ripping on my music, which I happen to like. And while it might be loud, although I listen to a lot of different types of music, while it might be loud and in some cases certain bands yell and scream, not that I'm listening to hardcore stuff, but, you know, Linkin Park yells. I remember him saying to me, why would you want to listen to that? I'd rather just listen to happy poppy music because it puts you in a good mood. I'm like that with movies. I'm not like that with music, but with movies, much prefer to watch comedies.
Yeah.
Than I would a horror movie.
Yeah.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like those weird movies like Saw.
I don't even know that.
And like Human Centipede.
That sounds terrible. What the hell is that?
That is the worst one ever. I've never seen any of these, but from what I'm told, what Human Centipede is about this guy who tortures people and sews their lips to the butthole of the person in front of them. And there's a line that makes you look like a centipede, and your lips are, sewed to the butt of the other person.
Someone wants to go watch that.
Evidently, yeah. There's been, I think, a couple of them. Okay. I believe that's what Human Centipede is.
Okay.
So that's weird, right?
I believe I will never check that out.
Yeah, I will never either.
Wasn't expecting that answer.
No, you were not.
No, I wasn't.
Nor was I.
I'd love to imagine taking a date and that's the movie you pick.
Yeah. Or it's like, I want to pitch a movie to you guys here at MGM or wherever. I've got this idea. This crazy guy sews people's lips to the person in front of their buttholes, and that's the movie.
And you know what's nuts? Someone bought it.
So I was like, you know what? I could picture this in the theaters.
Wait, what the hell goes on in Hollywood, man?
Oh, a lot of weird things.
I'd say so.
I had something. I actually asked Eddie about this. I was puzzled by this. Normally, when I come out in the morning, when it's pitch dark out, so I guess it's the night, actually, the moon is over the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the ocean would be to the east.
Yeah.
And the moon is just always there. This morning I came out, the moon was behind me and not over the ocean. And that puzzled me.
That would puzzle me, too, because I would think it'd be in the same spot at the same time every day.
That's what I thought.
I guess not, huh?
Eddie said, no, that the moon is in 28-day cycles, and it's in different areas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Okay. So the moon has a calendar. If anybody lives on the moon, they got to redo the calendar where every month is 28 days. It's like the period calendar.
Yes. Very similar.
There's no 31 days. There's no. It's 20. Every week, 4 weeks in a month. That's it.
Yeah.
So their year is 48.
I was actually a little concerned, like, are we spinning out of control right now on the Earth?
That's funny.
On the axis?
That? It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea, too, that we are upside down sometimes is bonkers.
Yes.
Right? Because we have to be, theoretically.
We have to be upside down, yeah.
How come we're sleeping? We don't fall to the ceiling.
Oh, no, we're on the edge of the Earth. Not on the edge, Jerry. The Earth is not flat. The curve of the Earth.
Yeah. Like, you can totally understand why people didn't believe the whole Earth is round thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
No, it does not. It seems like it should be just be one big, flat, continuous area.
Exactly. It's funny.
I guess if you flew in a straight line, you could go around the Earth.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the image in the graphic you will see.
Yeah.
That you're hovering above us. It's almost like the plane's not going anywhere. Just hover and let the Earth spin.
Ooh, what if we did that?
And then drop down.
That's a good idea. I don't know how long that takes. How long does it take to spin? Is that what a year is? Would it take 365 days?
Hell, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So you're telling me people right now in China are upside down for 6 months?
Yeah, all right, totally.
And then
we're upside down for six months,
then and we're sideways it. For three. I don't understand it. I don't know.
I guess it's so gradual, we don't feel it.
Well, clearly, otherwise you'd be falling down all over the place, or you'd be falling to the ceiling.
Imagine you'd be so happy when it got to the time of year when you were right side up. Oh, this is so great. Then the other interesting thing about the sun, there's many interesting things about the sun. But you know how the sun is very far away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you lay out in the sun, though, you can get sunburn. But it's millions of miles away, the sun. If you, instead of laying on the beach and get sun, if I go up to the top of a building, I will get more sunburn, even though
you're not that much closer.
Not that much closer in the grand scheme of things, but you will actually burn more if you sunbathe on the top of the building than if you do it down on the beach.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that to be true.
It's very strange. You're telling me that it's the same thing like with satellite radio. Sometimes you'd be driving, and this happens sometimes on like 287 or whatever, where there's trees.
Mm-hmm.
So the music is being shot from a satellite above Hawaii,
right,
to my car. And sometimes
four leaves knock it out.
It makes it all that way, and a couple leaves.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
That doesn't make any sense.
And then there are places sometimes where you think you're going to get no reception and it's crystal clear.
Yeah.
The technology is wild. It really is.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
And then other times I'll go places. My phone, like you go to a Giants game. You go to use the phone. No reception.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I see somebody live streaming the Giants. How is this person? I feel like I get the worst phone reception.
I don't understand that either, because if you go to like a Jersey Mike's Arena, my phone service, I can text no problem. Making phone calls is an issue. And yet I see people on the phone all over the place.
It's unbelievable.
And the other day, the Rutgers student broadcasters were doing a video interview on FaceTime. And I'm like, I can't make a phone call. It's very strange.
My friend, we went to the Rutgers football game this weekend. I tried to text Gina a photo. It was just like, it would not go through.
It's very, very poor reception there.
My friend, who works at SHI, he sent me 12 photos at one time. I go, I can't send one photo.
I don't know. When we went to a game last year at SHI Stadium, I went up to get drinks. And I came back with the drinks, and Kim goes, "Where's the pretzel?" I'm like, "You asked for a drink. Here's your whatever it was." And she goes, "No, he wanted a pretzel." I'm like, oh, "Okay, I'm sorry." Get in the car. We're driving home on the turnpike. Blink. Hey, can you grab your pretzel? 4 hours later. What? Hey, here's your pretzel, babe. Yeah, strange.
I don't know.
No, I don't get it either. No idea.
It really really throws me off.
Yeah, technology is wild. That's why the people that figure it out is just fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And I heard this about, people did their sexiest man alive.
Okay.
And the person who won the sexiest man alive is the guy who played...
Ed Scazzeri.
Close. Okay. It was the guy who played Jim on The Office.
Never watched the show.
But I saw on X this morning that people are saying that he paid to be sexiest man to get himself back in the news, because not a lot of people are that interested in him again.
Oh, what are we doing?
Is this some sort of scam People Magazine is running, Jerry?
If he bought it, yeah.
That if you pay...
Yeah, no. That's terrible.
Terrible, right?
Yeah, that's terrible. Now, I don't want to... Again, I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Maybe if I saw him, I would know him by face.
Now you don't want him to be sexy.
Now I don't want him to be hired.
Yeah. Now he's sexiest man.
Yeah, and why? That's the other thing. Who's telling on him?
I don't know.
It really is, man. You can't tell anybody anything.
Plus, how about this? Maybe he is not even aware. His representatives are like, we got to pay and make him sexiest man. We got to get him back in the mix.
So that would suck for him, because he's the one that's going to take the hit.
Right.
Like, they might get fired as his representation, but I'm sure they've got other people and other clients.
Yeah.
He's the one that's going to take the hit, though.
Right.
And maybe not get a job.
Yep.
Now, is it say he doesn't get work because he's kind of, you know, pigeonholed into that specific role?
Well, he had a popular series on Amazon Prime where he was Jack something or other, some spy guy. And that people seem to like that, even though I always see him as Jim now, unfortunately.
Interesting.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
We'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.